Welcome to a new episode of my podcast. I know it's been a while, but I'm gonna keep you updated. We were thinking that winter was over in February. We have like 2 weeks of in the plus digit. But the thing is that now we're back in the minus digit. It's like close to minus 20 right now. And it's been 3 days or even more. Three days that it's like really, really cold. And I think today it's like the coldest day so far. So I wake up from my nap and it was 2 a.m. So I went outside and braving the cold, do some exercise as well, outdoor in the cold, just to push my boundaries. And last night before my nap, I was listening to a new series of video, and it's called Mrs. and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the season one. And it's really, really good. And, you know, it really triggers, being in a relationship, being with the right partner. There is ups and downs, but there is more ups than down, you know. And, it's been 3 days now that I take, I take, again, gut health from ritual. And for the first time ever, I combine it with Irish moss of chalk, and I got all my other green superfood like moringa, lemongrass, oh yeah, and spirulina. I got another mix superfood with Irish with Reiki mushroom and everything. So I really need to tell the story, you know, one way or another. So how do we get to me getting back? You know, it's been like many months that I don't take gut health. And it's been like a month that I don't take Irish moss. So, it's like a big deal, you know, in my body that I take this. And I really like it. So the first day that I take this, it's the day that my tire came out of my wheel when I was driving, and I was thinking I have a flat, but no. But instead of freaking out when that happened, I decided to grab my snowshoe, and it was really cold. And I climbed a huge mountain, and that was really epic. Then, the guy who picked me up with the tow truck was, his nickname was Black Devil. So, it was really like, oh shit, like I'm with the devil in the car, and I just climbed a fucking mountain. But that's where I start. I was not able to do a cold plunge when, you know, I got this incident. There was no waterfall nearby for me to go cold plunge, and it was too cold anyway. So when I went to go get the money home, I noticed that I received my order. So I take all the capsule when I went to pay him. And that was really powerful. Like, I was missing $5, and he say, oh, forget about it. So I make a research, and I realize big time that, you know, the towing company screw people, you know, like they screw me like probably over $100 more. It cost me $320 for 59 kilometer. So, it's really bullshit. I was able to debunk the evil, the the way they do things. And I did a video and I exposed it and I put it on all platform, well, on YouTube and on BitChute. So if you want to go check that out, you can. So the next day, I didn't have money for gas, and my car was fixed, so I stick around nearby, and I found myself going in Saint-Eustache, and I went to a car dealer, and I sit in many cars because I really need to change my car. And my car, it's been like for the last year, like since I have the car, I got like bearing and direction and alignment issue that even how much I want to solve it, like there is always like something happening and I cannot like get over it, you know. Many time I was able to get back my car like in better shape, but since I've been hit by a scooter in I think it's in August. It's in August. My car, it's never been the same before, and I'm not able to like fix it and make it like a brand new car. I got 290,000 kilometer, and it's a 2011 Kia Optima hybrid. So I do a lot of driving. Yeah, it was really an interesting day, and after that, I went into nature. I make a huge fire. I have a great time, beautiful sunset, and I was feeling pretty high, pretty high. That was day two, taking gut health and Irish Moss. Then today, the third day. Well, now we are the fourth day as I record this, but the third day, I was able to go in the north and get source water. But I all day I was thinking, oh, I don't have enough gas, I'm not gonna be able to reach it. And at the end, I was able to reach it. Like, I was really like, wow, man, like, mission accomplished. I'm really surprised because there was so much traffic on the autoroute. I need to take the back road to go to the north, and I found myself going into many cities in the back road, and I found myself in Millil, in a place where I think I went one time with my car, but I didn't get out of the car. But this time around, I went there. There was beautiful cliff, beautiful lake. I did a fire there. It was really like really awesome. I did my meditation there, and I didn't go with my snowshoes, so I was just like with my boots, and it was really really beautiful. I was really deep into the mountain, into the unknown. It was really really awesome. Then I found myself going to Saint-Anne-des-Lacs, where I went snowshoeing, rock jumping, by the lake. Not the lake. It's not the lake. It's like the waterfall and like it's a small river between two waterfall, and I have a great time there too. It was really really beautiful, really high vibe day. So overall, I feel really good on the Irish Moss and the gut health. But the thing is that the issue that I have is that, I want to share my story, but it's like it's bothering me, Like, because yeah, I can deliver my story, but it's always like I release it always the same kind of way. But it's because I'm missing certain things to make it different. Like, I miss a drone, maybe like somebody to film me. Like, I need to upgrade the way I film things, but the thing is that I don't have money to upgrade. So like I'm stuck like with And the thing is that the story, like, I got so many story to share from the past, from last year. But the thing is that, like, the content, it's already there. Like, I didn't have drone, I didn't have people or whatever. So I have only the only way I have to edit and to share the story. But like me, I want to release the story in a new way, you know, like of doing it, you know. Anyway, days goes by, weeks goes by, and I'm not able to share my story in a long video on BitChute, you know. And this is bothering me, but as well, it's been many weeks now that, like, more the time goes by, like, the fact that my car is, like, I have issue with it, with the direction and everything shake and everything, it's bothering me, so even if I take gut health and Irish moss, and even if I train 2 times a day, and even if I do everything what I love, like, my car, it's a huge problem in my life, you know? And like, that's why now I put all my attention to try to find the right car so I can get over it, you know, and move to the next chapter. Because with a better vehicle, with no problem, I'm gonna be able to make some money and upgrade, you know. Because, like, I really need to upgrade, and it's like my inner child, it's on strike, you know. It's like, if you don't upgrade me, I don't share the story, you know. And I even though much I want to fight it, and yes, I am able to fight this and release shorts and everything, but I'm not able to, like, share huge story of I flip abandoned place and, like, huge story, you know. So, but I know that, like, we are weeks now, like a week or two, or you know, like, to for me to have my new car, you know. I'm down to between two cars now, the CX-9, 2016, or maybe a 2020, or 2018. I don't know, but, like, or the Lincoln MKX Ultra Reserve. Like, and like, that sounds so much better. Like, just to think about it, like, to have something like that, I would be, like, so happy all the time. But to have a CX-9, yes, it's a beautiful SUV, but oh, you just have, like, a CX-9. It's just like a Mazda, you know. It's not something special, you know. And I am a special being, and I deserve special, you know. Like, I deserve special, a special girlfriend, special friends, you know, that are like me, you know, heart center, like, really, like, connected with the element, with nature, and focusing all, you know, the energy towards health and well-being and performing, you know. And it blows my mind when I think about that, that since I am an athlete, since I start in 2013, like, I never found myself with you know, a gang of friends, or a girlfriend that is like me, you know. And, like, times goes by, and I'm 39 years old, going 40, and all my journey of being a top athlete in the world, I don't have a woman that it's like me. And I don't have a friend that is like me, a top athlete, that I deserve to have, you know. So I don't know how to get that girlfriend and that those friends. I don't know. Like, it's like I have zero clarity. I don't know. I no insight, nothing. I'm just, like, lost in the infinite possibility. And because of that, I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to start. Like, you know, like, I the only thing what I know, it's I know who I am. A top athlete, like a leader, light worker for the new earth. And, you know, every day goes by moving forward. This becomes just more strong of who I am, you know. So, okay, I give you enough information like that. That's oh, I need to mention something just before I leave, is that this winter it was really weird. Like it's been couple winter now that we have lots of snow, and like me, I thrive when there is lots of snow, snowshoeing, rock jumping, the sport that I invent. And yeah, I run in the winter and everything, and like it's like it's been a couple years that it goes really, really good, and like I have like the best winter, and I'm able to gain momentum, and you know, like I do so good. But this winter was so difficult. It was so hard, man. The weather has been so low. Minus 20 or plus 10, genre. Like it's just like all over the place, look. And it's been really difficult to do anything, but this winter was really important for me to do cold plunge as much as possible. And in January, like I didn't miss days, I don't remember, but I don't think I missed days in November, December. But January, I missed 5 days in the entire month, something like that, close to that. And now February, I was on a roll. But now it's been 3 days, 4 days today that I don't cold plunge, and I and the weather is still like at the coldest that of all the winter. So, you know, every time I miss cold plunge, it's really bothering me too. You know? But, like I said, even how much I want to fight it, like, you know, when I lose momentum like this and it's minus 20, I cannot just jump into the water. It doesn't work like that. You know? So, it's bothering me. You know? Anyway. I just want to say that this winter was really not easy, and you know, like finishing the winter and had, you know, like because winter is kind of, it seems like it's over, but it's trying to hold on anyway. If I finish the winter with a brand new SUV and be able to go start making money, and never being in that situation. Like because since my father passed away, I've been struggling. Like since 2020, since the pandemic, it's been extremely difficult financially. Like I, you know, most of the time I live off $20 a day. So like it's extremely difficult, and even how much I ask help, nothing is happening. So, like, this has been something that it's been going on in my life, that even if I ask for help or even if I do everything I can, I'm still trapped in that situation that I'm not able to overcome. So, like, so because I'm not able to overcome a situation, I need to keep doing what I am doing, what I love. And it's, you know, everything what I do, you know, freelance skate, basketball, cold plunge, hanging out in nature and everything. But I cannot do something else, you know, like because I don't have the resources, I don't have the contact, I don't have the money, I don't have like where I live. Like there is so many things that doesn't help me. Like do something else, you know, like or to, you know, like because environment, it's everything. The people that surround you, it's everything. You know, the money that you have, it's everything. You know, like when you have just $20 a day, you can just do certain thing, you know. So, and by the way, the $20 goes into the gas of my car to go to where I need to be. You know? So, yeah, it's extremely difficult, and I think people don't realize how difficult my situation is. Because, like, probably because I'm not crying and I'm not trying to kill myself or whatever, you think that, like, oh, he's able to handle it. But it's just because I'm used to it. That's why, you know. Like, the crisis, it's like, like, the sirens is running and I'm praying for help every single day for many years. That a woman, especially a woman, like to have a girlfriend that would be by my side, just like just to help me overcome that situation that I'm in, just by believing in me, you know, just that would help me so much. Anyway, you know, like I need to make a video like as pure and authentic that I can be, and just to give you an update for those who listen to my my podcast, yeah, you know, so I'm gonna continue Mrs. and Mr. Smith. I am at the episode check. Yeah, episode 6 of 8 episodes. So, and it's really, really good, look. So I'm gonna continue that. I wish you love and light. Oh, yes. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, and if you want to help, please reach out to me.